USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is hitting the road the next 2 days to sell his economic achievements and plans for the next 2 years. Biden travels to Madison, Wisconsin today. Tomorrow he'll head to Tampa, where he'll talk about his plan to protect and strengthen Social Security, Medicare, and lower health care costs. Former lobbyist and now White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain.
Things like fighting cancer, the president's cancer moonshot, the effort to crack down on fentanyl at our border and in our cities and towns. These are things that really should not be partisan issues.
The State of the Union address by President Biden last night went as expected. Heckling of Biden, presumably by a Republican, blames Biden for the fentanyl deaths in America because of his border policies.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
The youngest governor in America, Arkansas's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, responds.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
Navy divers began pulling pieces of the downed Chinese spy balloon from the shallow ocean floor using sophisticated reconnaissance drones, dubbed the Kingfish and Swordfish, to locate the debris. The head of the U.S. Northern Command said officials will brief members of Congress on the balloon today and tomorrow. A United Airlines flight out of San Diego, California, heading to Newark, New Jersey, was forced to turn around and land after a passenger's external battery pack caught fire.
The guy next to me, two seats over, started to scream. The guy in first class said, oh, God, put his shirt up over his face. And then I saw a flash of fire. And you see the flight attendants running back and forth with fire extinguishers.
This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Basketball player LeBron James has set an NBA record.
LeBron James is the NBA's new career scoring leader with a step-back jump shot with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter in the Los Angeles Lakers game against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday night. James pushed his career total to 38,388 points and broke the record that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar held for nearly four decades. James outstretched his arms, threw both hands in the air, then smiled. Abdul-Jabbar rose from his seat and clapped. The game was stopped as some members of James's family, including his mother, wife, and children, took the floor for a ceremony recognizing the moment. I'm Julio Flores.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the labor market's surprising strength is why bringing inflation down will take longer and require higher interest rates. A government report last Friday showed hiring accelerated in January. Tuesday, during a moderation discussion for the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., Powell said, quote, "It kind of shows you why we think this will be a process that takes a significant period of time," end quote. United Kingdom antitrust regulators said the proposed $75 billion acquisition of online gaming platform Activision Blizzard by Microsoft would hurt UK gamers, delivering another regulatory blow to the deal. The country's Competition and Markets Authority wants both companies to propose ways to ease its concerns. A final decision by regulators is set for late April. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.